And to find out whether the sabre is actually out of the scabbard, you've been talking to Rio Tinto.
Yes, I have, and it'd be fair to say there is still a window. Rio Tinto, there's the breaking news here. They have announced this morning that they've started planning for the wind down of operations and the eventual closure of the Tiwai Point aluminium smelter. Now, they say the business is no longer viable given high energy costs and a challenging outlook for the aluminium industry. As a result, New Zealand aluminium smelter has given Meridian Energy notice to terminate the power contract, which will end in August 2021, when the wind down of operations is expected to be complete. I spoke moments ago to Stu Hamilton, CEO and site general manager of New Zealand Aluminium Smelters, and asked him if this was really the end of the line.
We've been in discussions with stakeholders for many months, and from the outcome of those discussions, we've concluded that we don't think there's a deal that can be done that will deliver competitively priced power to the smelter, which is necessary for it to be sustainable. We do believe that nothing's been left on the table, but if we're mistaken, then the window is still available for a deal to be put on the table. But the window for that is closing fast now that we've terminated our electricity contract with Meridian.
How long is that window?
We'll begin winding down, plan to wind down the operation by the end of August 2021. But the window is closing pretty fast in terms of being a reasonably large, complex operation, and it takes time to work out how the operation can be safely operated and then wound down.
There will be some listening to this who will say, is this just Rio Tinto sabre-rattling again to try and get a better deal?
Not at all. We have been conducting a fairly extensive strategic review that started in October and has been going for the last 9 months. The electricity and transmission costs that NZAS pay remain among the highest that any smelter in the world pays. Transmission alone for us costs over $1 million a week. The price of aluminium has slumped by a third since 2018, and just in 2019, Rio Tinto lost $46 million through NZAS.
Are you looking for a subsidy to stay open?
No, we're not. No, we're seeking a competitive price for power that enables us to be sustainable going forward.
Just to be clear, though, there is a window between now and August next year where some party could enter here to try and keep you in New Zealand, but it would require producing a fair amount of money to keep you here.
Yes, so there is a small window, but at the moment, my focus, especially today and over the coming week, is on our people. We've got thousands of Southland people, good Southland people, who have been walking through our gates every day to produce some of the highest purity, lowest aluminium in the world, and it's extremely disappointing that we couldn't have achieved an outcome that will let us continue to keep operating.
So how many jobs will be at risk if the smelter closes?
We employ about 1,000 employees and contractors, and so over the next little while, the main focus is on the safety and well-being of our team. We won't be making any decision in terms of impact of jobs until first half of next year.
Just explain to me how it works. When do you can't just turn the lines off, right? I mean, so how does it work? When does that final decision made, when you literally turn the switch off, that's it?
Yeah, that's right. It is a very complex, large process. We consume about 13% of New Zealand's power, and you can't just turn it off. So it will take time for us to go through a detailed plan of how we safely and properly wind down the operation, and that will include making sure that we are looking after the safety and well-being of our people through that process.
Will Rio Tinto pay for the clean-up of the site?
From a closure perspective, again, it is a fairly significant piece of work that needs to be done, and so the detailed planning for that will start now, and as we conduct that planning, we'll engage with a number of stakeholders in Southland and New Zealand, and that will determine what the outcome beyond closing and winding down operations looks like.
Did the government offer you an incentive to stay?
So there was very detailed discussions, both with government, with Meridian and other stakeholders. But through those processes, we were unable to come to an agreement, which puts us in a commercially viable position.
What about the fact that they're changing the rules on the transmission so that you would have benefited from that, wouldn't you?
So we've been engaged with the transmission pricing methodology for a good part of a decade. And over that time, we've been paying about $60 to $70 million a year in transmission, significantly more than we think the value is delivered to us from using the service. about a month ago, the Electricity Authority provided an outcome from the TPM, and for us it's still too little and too late.
Just finally, to be clear once more, how can New Zealanders not be dubious that this isn't some sabre-rattling tactic to get more money out of the taxpayer or the ratepayer to keep Rio Tinto here?
This is very serious. So terminating the power agreement, it's never been done before. It merely means that we're now on the path to winding down operations by August 2021. So that's a very serious situation, and one which puts our people under a lot of significant stress, and I recognise that. And so for us, it's making sure that we do what we can to keep our people safe and look after them over the coming period. It's really disappointing that we couldn't get an outcome that keeps us delivering for New Zealand $1 billion worth of export revenue, keeps 1,000 jobs in Southland, and also means that we're spending $500 million a year into New Zealand.